Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today on the Pensacola Morning News. And it is a great pleasure to be here. You can call or text at 850-437-1620. Send us in. You know, we've got July 4th coming up on Friday. So if you have any traditions, if you have any special things that you put on the grill or places that you go for July 4th, shoot us a call or a text at 850-437-1620 and let us know about it. Just heard the promo there. Excited to hear from Ildi Hosman and Anna Lochis. Ildi is our incoming board chair at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Her term will start in October, and then Anna Lochis is with the Pensacola Young Professionals. We collaborate to bring you the 4th of July fireworks spectacular in downtown Pensacola this Friday. So make sure to tune in later this morning to get more information on that. But very excited to be collaborating with the Pensacola Young Professionals again to be able to bring you the 4th of July fireworks. Also, as we were talking earlier about this day in history in 1776, I did a little research on Pensacola's role in the Revolutionary War. Now, Florida was not a state at that time, obviously not one of the original 13 colonies, PJ, but Pensacola was controlled by the British. It was part of British West Florida at the time and was considered, and this was after the Seven Years' War that ended in 1763. And this was considered a British loyalist stronghold at the time. So, you know, not really a kind of a seat of rebellion, if you will. But Spain was controlling West Florida, you know, more into Louisiana and southern Mississippi and that area. And so in 1779, Spain entered the war sort of helping out the colonies against, more to go against the British than to help us out.
Yeah,
but
they all had their reasons.
Right. I mean, you had a lot of competition between Spain and England and France for, you know, what would become the United States. They all these countries still had visions of what, you know, that they could control. So Spain came in as an ally, more of France than of the United States, or as of the colonies at that time. But they wanted to, you know, move into the rest of you know, East Florida, which was controlled by the British. And that's where we get Bernardo de Galvez. So Galvez is obviously a big name here in Pensacola, but he was the Spanish governor of Louisiana and a key military leader. And he led successful campaigns against the British, capturing Natchez, Mississippi, and Mobile before setting his sights on Pensacola. So we had the Battle of Pensacola, which lasted from March until May 1781. And that was probably the most important battle on the Gulf during the American Revolution. And Galvez led a force of Spanish, French, and some American troops against British fortifications here in Pensacola. And a two-month siege ensued, and a Spanish artillery shot hit a British powder magazine, causing a massive explosion that eventually forced the British to surrender on May 10th, 1781. So a little history, American Revolution history, that involved our great city of Pensacola.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought that would be cool as we are here just a few days before July 4th to share that. So, you know, always love sharing history about our wonderful city.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, Traffic on the Five is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still just that one spot on the big board, vehicle crash at West Nine Mile Road and Klondike. Again, no roadblock in that area. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Well, the Blue Angels had used several transport planes throughout their history to support their out-of-town air shows. And in 1970, it was determined that a Lockheed C-130 Hercules was to be the newest plane for the job. But the Navy didn't have any in their inventory that were not already obligated to other missions. So they turned to the Marine Corps, which provided not only the plane, but a full crew as well. This giant 75,000-pound turboprop plane was 98 feet long, 14 feet wide, had a wingspan of 132 feet, and at its tail was as tall as a four-story building. This was one fat bird. So the logical nickname was quickly chosen, Fat Albert. Flying everywhere the jets fly, Fat Albert was and remains an integral part of the support effort for the Blue Angels. She carries the maintenance crew, all the necessary equipment for an air show, plus spare parts and supplies to repair and maintain the demonstration aircraft. If a part was needed but not on board, then Fat Albert could be dispatched to pick them up, as happened the day after a show in Cleveland. The Blue Angels had completed their breathtaking performance the previous day and were heading back home to Pensacola. But on takeoff, one of the jets swallowed a seagull through its intake. The engine had to be replaced, but there wasn't one on board the C-130. So Fat Albert flew to Pensacola, picked up a jet engine, and flew back to Cleveland, all in a matter of hours. The maintenance crew switched out the power plant, and the Blues headed home to Pensacola. Without Fat Albert and her all-Marine crew, the modern Blue Angels air shows would not be possible. And while Fat Albert is usually in the background, she occasionally took center stage to demonstrate her capabilities. At several show sites each season, Fat Albert demonstrated a jet-assisted takeoff for the crowd. Eight solid fuel rockets attached to the sides of the aircraft helped the C-130 take off at a 45-degree angle in less than 1,500 feet of runway, about half what would otherwise be required. Fat Albert's final JATO ever was performed during the homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola on November 14, 2009. With its high wing, low stance, and easy access cargo compartment, Fat Albert makes an ideal transport and home away from home workshop for the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Without a doubt, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973. Accidents plagued the team all season, and some were calling for the abolition of the team. We'll cover the details next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Let's take it to David Wayne for the latest headlines.
Absolutely, and good morning, gentlemen. Well, the commander in charge of National Guard troops in Los Angeles for immigration enforcement protests wants some service members reassigned now to firefighting duties. A request has been sent to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to send 200 of those troops to join the efforts to battle wildfires now in California, where it's peak fire season. The NTSB continuing their investigation into a plane crash on Sunday of a small plane in eastern Ohio. That crash left six people dead. It was a Cessna 441. It went down just minutes after taking off from the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport. Authorities say victims include four members of one family, a pilot and a co-pilot. And pop star Sabrina Carpenter and Plus One have now raised over $1 million for mental health initiatives, animal welfare, and other programs. Monday, Plus One announced the singer had passed the seven-digit milestone in fundraising efforts. So good news there. Also, lawmakers still working around the clock. They're voting and negotiating in the Senate as they are trying to get the big, beautiful bill, spending bill, passed. Republican senators are working to resolve differences over cuts to Medicaid, green energy tax credits, and other measures. So far, though, at least two GOP senators have promised to vote against the package.
Well, we'll see how that goes, and we'll see how that impacts our local economy here. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Excited to be here this morning, Tuesday of 4th of July week. We have the fireworks coming up this Friday, and looking forward to that. So going back to our last segment, where we were talking about Pensacola's role in the Revolutionary War, we got a text in from someone. They didn't identify who they are or what organization they're with, but they said that we have college students that go to Spain every year to help out with the Battle of Pensacola. So they must do a reenactment in Spain of the Battle of Pensacola that happened in 1781 as a part of the Revolutionary War. Spain came in the side more of France than of the colonies, but Pensacola was a part of that history. So that's very cool. So again, it's July 1st, hard to believe, halfway through the year. Hope your 2025 has been going well. We are continuing to track everything that's happening in Tallahassee. Got a few guests coming up in a little while that will be giving us some more information on the happenings with our local economy, but also what happened this year with the budget. Just got signed yesterday by Governor DeSantis. There was one issue that that we have been tracking at the chamber for years and have been advocating for, the elimination of what's called the business rent tax. Florida was the only state in the country that had this tax, that if you paid rents for commercial properties, you had to pay an additional tax on those rents. And we have advocated, it used to be, I think, close to 6% and has come down some over the years. But this year, we finally got it through. It is gone now. Thank you to our legislators, and thank you to Governor DeSantis for making that happen. So Florida now is without the business rent tax. That is going to help our folks as we continue to grow our economy here in Northwest Florida. Andrew will bring us more information about some of the other issues that went with the budget. There were some changes to the hurricane sales tax. It used to be a holiday, and back to school sales tax holidays. Those are going to be different now. Those there'll be certain items that are tax free all year. So, you know, if you're used to having that week to 10 days before school or at the beginning of hurricane season as tax free, instead of doing that, we are going to have certain items that are tax free all year. So we'll get some more information from Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber on that. Also coming up, we'll have Chris Platte in a little bit to talk about what's happening here in Northwest Florida with economic development. Chris is the president of the Florida West Economic Development Agency here in Escambia County, and he keeps an eye on what's happening with new businesses coming to town, attracting them, and growing our economy. So, got some exciting things coming up, PJ.
All right. Time for traffic on the fives. Looks like there is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 49. They're saying there's no roadblock in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, PJ. And, yeah, so a little preview on some other folks that we'll have coming on. We'll have Colton Wright. He's Santa Rosa County Commissioner of District 5. He does a great job with their economic development and military affairs, keeping an eye on things that are happening at Whiting Field. So we will hear from Colton Wright in the next hour and get the latest on Santa Rosa County from him. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have Josh Newby. He is the president of the Council of Aging here in Escambia County, but he'll be talking to us about Leadership Pensacola, or LEAP. And LEAP is a program of the Greater Pensacola Chamber Foundation. For over 40 years now, this program has been in place, bringing leaders through, getting that behind-the-scenes look at Escambia County and Pensacola and what makes our community work. So each month during the Leadership Pensacola year, there is a different day where the class will spend an entire day immersed in one facet of our community. So they have Education Day, they have Infrastructure Day, they have Healthcare Day, Military Day. So that the entire class of about 50 members gets a full day of experts that come in. They get to do tours. They get to hear from the folks who live in that world for the day, and really, like I said, get the behind the scenes look at our community and what makes Escambia County and Pensacola really tick. And it's pretty cool because I'll have people who grew up here in Pensacola and they go through LEAP and they're like, I can't believe I've lived here my entire life and I learned so much about our community that I didn't know. And just to get that behind the scenes look. So we'll hear from Josh Newby in the next hour about this year's LEAP class. If you're interested in becoming a member of next year's Leadership Pensacola class, those applications will open up in January. So check us out. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to PensacolaChamber.com to find out about how to get nominated for next year's class. One thing I do want to let everyone know, so we do news blasts, email blasts from the chamber. You don't have to be a chamber member to get those. You can email news@PensacolaChamber.com to get on our email distribution list. But, you know, if you want to have something on those lists or our member news that comes out every Friday, you do have to be a member. So the membership has its privileges. Again, to get more information about how to join the chamber, go to PensacolaChamber.com or you can call Willa Licata at our office, 475-4999. And talk to her. She'll give you all the great benefits about being a chamber member. Over 1,100 members, oldest chamber in the state of Florida. You know, it's just a great organization that I get the privilege of leading on a daily basis. And, you know, people ask me what's a typical day like in the chamber. And PJ, you know, you've been in chamber world. There is no typical day. Every day is different. And that's what I love about it. It's just different every day.
Several things going on at the same time.
and you get to be involved. I mentioned with Leadership Pensacola, you get to be involved in all facets of our community, you know, business, education, government, healthcare, military. That's all part of what we do at the chamber. So it's a real honor to lead the chamber and be an integral part of the community. So Great to be here this morning. Appreciate Andrew McKay asking me to sit in for him today. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce here on News Radio 92.3, 1620. Text or call 437-1620, and appreciate you listening.
Senate Republicans are still trying to lock down the votes they need to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill in an overnight voterama.
Only two things of substance have they considered here. They voted twice against a plan to bar illegal immigrants from receiving Medicaid. And also, the Senate has voted 99-1 to take out a provision imposing an AI moratorium.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. Fiscal hawks are upset that the measure would pile at least $3.3 trillion onto the national debt. Other lawmakers say the Medicaid cuts are still too steep. A surprise plea deal in Idaho.
Brian Koberger's plea changed to guilty for the murders of four University of Idaho students was made in exchange for taking a possible death penalty off the table.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 News Radio 92.3 right now. We've got 74 degrees. It is partly cloudy, clearing up, and looking like an absolutely gorgeous morning. Of course, we'll get our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Four Pensacola women have been charged in a scheme to unlawfully divert drugs as part of the Department of Justice's 2025 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. The defendants, identified as Alexandria M. Christensen, Lindsay N. McCray, Heather T. Bradley, and Jennifer E. Purvis, are accused of distributing over 300,000 hydrocodone and 30,000 oxycodone pills. The nationwide operation resulted in charges against 324 individuals. Losses exceeded $14.6 billion. Authorities say they've seized more than $245 million in assets linked to those activities. A teenager that had the Baker High School swatted by police a few years ago will spend 4 years in a Florida prison. Landon Whittington, he was in a Florida courtroom yesterday where he was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years of probation. Prosecutors say Whittington called Crestview Police in 2023 and said he was at the school with guns planning to shoot it up. They say he had made similar calls to other schools in multiple states in exchange for money. Whittington will also be required to write apology letters to each victim as part of his sentence. Escambia County paramedics had to call for help after an EMT was attacked by a pit bull during a call at a local hotel yesterday.
Dogs are attacking me and my partner.
That call came in after EMTs responded at the Homestay Lodge on North Davis Highway about 4 o'clock Monday morning. Officials say the dog bit and latched onto the EMT's leg. The hotel does have signs posted saying aggressive dog breeds are banned from the property, although some residents say they believe multiple pit bulls are at the property. The EMT was taken to the hospital where they were treated and released for the bite wound. Right now, there's no word on whether the owner will face any charges or if animal control plans to take that dog. Alligator Alcatraz officially opens today. The new migrant detention facility was built on an old airstrip surrounded by swampland full of course, pythons and gators. Protesters have expressed their concerns that the facility might be bad for the Everglades ecosystem.
We would not have agreed to do it at that site if I thought that somehow it was going to negatively impact all the great work we've done on improving and restoring the Everglades.
Governor Ron DeSantis, he made those comments yesterday. He says the land will be protected. That facility is expected to house up to 5,000 illegal immigrants once it is in full operation. President Trump will be on hand when it's officially opened later today. Well, it's not too early yet to prepare for tropical storm activity. Chris Bryan, with this report, he says it's the little things that'll help you maneuver the weather this year. Well, all right. Apparently, problems with that audio, but it's 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, David. Looks like there's a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, mile marker 49, just outside of Holt. They're saying there's no roadblock in that area. I-110 looking really good right now, and scrolling over to Perdido Key, not seeing any delays on Gulf Beach Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, and now our forecast from meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have a high chance of rain, of showers and thunderstorms today. 90% chance of rain overall, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. On Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 94. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 degrees right now. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And joining me now is Josh Newby. You may know him as the CEO of the Council on Aging here in Pensacola, but he is also heading up our Leadership Pensacola class this year, or LEAP, as we love to call it. Josh, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's jump right into it. Tell us all about Leadership Pensacola. What is it, and what does this year look like?
Yeah. So Leadership Pensacola is a program, actually, of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. It was originally started just to raise and inspire a group of 50 leaders every year. And since its inception, it's really grown from a leadership program into something that takes people behind the scenes of many industries in Pensacola, be it, economic drivers, nonprofits, civic and government institutions. And it takes the class participants out of their comfort zones, exposes them to ways of life and political beliefs, different from their own. It challenges them in very special and creative ways. And ultimately, at the end of the 9-month curriculum, we hope, and it's generally true, that they're really transformed into people who have a greater appreciation for the diversity of Pensacola and who are very well positioned to enact positive change to some of the the aspects of living here that aren't so great. They're empowered to contact their local leaders, to work in a grassroots way, to affect real positive change for vulnerable populations.
Absolutely. So and one of the things I want people to understand is that Josh, you and everyone who's involved with running the program year to year are volunteers. So first, tell us what year you went through Leadership Pensacola, and talk about the folks who help run the program completely as volunteers.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Todd. So I went through the program in 2016. Which is 9 years ago now. And you're right, it's a chamber program, but the alumni of the program really run it. So that is the former class participants had such a great time, and they want to ensure that subsequent years have a similarly great time. So they sign on to volunteer and run the program in the following years. It takes over 100 volunteers every year to put this program on. The Leadership Pensacola class meets, usually it ends up being about once a month, and each of those days, once a month, have a different focus area. So it could be civics and government, it could be regional economics, it could be public safety or community infrastructure, and each of those days is run by a different team of LEAP alumni volunteers who, through their contacts in the community, are able to give the class a real behind-the-scenes look at the area. And frankly, if it wasn't for the volunteers, if it wasn't for the alumni being so passionate about this program, I don't think it would exist at this scale and at this quality that it does.
Now, you really said it. I mean, we've had over 2,000 people go through the program in over 40 years, and it is, the list of the who's who of Pensacola and Escambia County who's gone through the program is amazing, but it's the volunteers. It's people like you and the day chairs and the volunteers that manage each day that make it happen. So, Josh, we got about a minute left. About 2 minutes left. I'm sorry. Anything else you want to share about Leadership Pensacola? So I know this year's class is getting started in the next month or so. But anything else you want to share as we head into the new leap year?
Yeah, so the next class, the class of 2026, gets started in a couple of weeks. Like you said, there are 48, 49 class participants this year. We usually shoot for about 50. Something we didn't mention just real quick is that each year the class takes on a class project. So they target a local nonprofit and try to habilitate or improve their footprint in some way. But the last thing I'd say is that if anyone listening is interested in being a more integral part of their community or is interested in giving back or learning in some way, sign up for the Leadership Pensacola program. The nominations generally open in about February. So be on the lookout in February of 2026. And sign on to make a difference, because LEAP is only great because of the people who participate in it. And I would encourage those listening, take part in LEAP. You will make it great, as so many others before you have.
That's so well said, Josh. I mean, you really just encapsulated the program, Leadership Pensacola, or as we affectionately call it, LEAP. a key program at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Josh, thank you to you and all the volunteers, the LEAP alumni that make the program work. You're looking forward to another great year of LEAP. And thank you for your leadership in making it such a great program.
Absolutely, Todd. And thank you to you and the chamber as well. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. With that, we'll take it to PJ for Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks, Todd. This report is brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one call, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Still working that earlier vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right at mile marker 49 just outside of Holt. They are once again saying there's no roadblock in that area. Taking a look at the front gate of NAS Pensacola, Duncan Road, things are actually looking pretty good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you the, yeah, like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021. They have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Let's go over to David Wayne for a quick check of the headlines.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The NTSB continuing an investigation into a plane crash in Ohio Sunday. This was a small plane that, when it went down just after takeoff, left six people dead at the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport there. Authorities say victims include four members of one family, the pilot and the co-pilot. A cruise ship is now docked in Broward County. This is after a dramatic rescue at sea here the other day. The Disney Dream Cruise arrived at Port Everglades yesterday. This is after a trip out on the Caribbean. On Sunday, a young girl fell overboard from the fourth deck of this cruise ship. Her father jumped in to save her. Crew members sprang into action. Both of them were quickly rescued. And President Trump will be in Florida today at the Alligator Alcatraz facility in the Everglades. Spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt says the grand opening is happening today. The president will be there. The facility has been built on an airstrip in the Everglades. It's designed to hold up to 5,000 undocumented immigrants.
Thank you, David. All right. So as we continue, one of the things that we're really focused on at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is economic development. And we like to collaborate with our partner agencies here in Escambia County. And one of those agencies is Florida West. And joining us now is the president and CEO of Florida West, Chris Plate. Chris, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, thanks, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us today. And give the listeners kind of an update. What's going on with Florida West? What are some of the things that you guys have been up to recently?
Yeah, well, just crossed over halfway through my first year here, right about 7 months now, and we've been busy trying to get the organization into the change some things and put it in the position that I wanted in to make us the most successful that we can be. So we've gone through a lot of that, but at the same time, we've been out, sort of beating the bushes, trying to get projects to come in, as well as taking care of our existing industry. Just recently got back from the Paris Air Show with the state of Florida. And so we had the largest delegation of any state in at the air show. The governor joined us, as well as Secretary Kelly with Commerce and a couple other secretaries, and it was amazing. The panhandle was well represented. We had Florida West, obviously, there with Escambia, and Bay County was there. We had Power South, Florida Power, and, of course, our regional leader, Jennifer Conley, with Florida's Great Northwest.
So, yeah, so talk about some of the things that are happening. Yeah, we have ST Engineering here at the Pensacola International Airport. Some of the opportunities in aerospace that might be available to us in Northwest Florida.
Yeah, we have a really strong cluster. There's 20-plus companies here directly related with aerospace, and gosh knows how many others that are, help supply just those and other companies in ways that you wouldn't think of their primary operation as aerospace. So we have a very healthy cluster that allows us to be extremely competitive. ST Aerospace and Paradigm Parachute were both in Paris with us, and that was really good to see them there representing. The governor got to spend some time with Paradigm and see the products that they're producing. Everything from parachutes that help stop airplanes to small parachutes that help drop water for emergency situations like what occurred with Milton and Helene last year. So it's pretty interesting, sort of the gamut that we cover. We had meetings with 19 different aerospace companies while we were there in about 3.5-4 days. So that, again, demonstrates the strength of our region that we were able to get meetings with those many people, including companies like Airbus and RTX, which is, most people may know of them as Collins Aerospace or the old Goodrich or Pratt Whitney. All those companies are held under RTX. It's you never know when those companies have opportunities, and so they were able to give us plenty of time to talk because they're interested in Florida, particularly in the Panhandle.
Yeah, and especially with a company like Airbus has such a strong presence just over the border in Alabama. It seems like there might be some great synergies there.
Absolutely. We're so close, with the interstate. It's, 45 minutes to the facility? So, companies like Airbus do not want to compete with their supply chain for labor. And so
coming to Escambia County gives them an opportunity to have their supply chain extremely close, but not have to compete, you know, day to day with the people to do the work, you know, at their facility versus their supply chain.
Right, right. Talking with Chris Plate, he is the president and CEO of Florida West Economic Development Agency. Let's go to PJ for a quick check with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Taking a quick look at the NES front gate there. Once again, South Navy Boulevard. Looks like we do have a backup forming. It's going back to Interbay Avenue. So that's just going to take you a couple extra minutes to get in there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, PJ. So back with Chris Plate with Florida West. So, Chris, you know, some economic uncertainty out there, a lot of things happening. Are there certain trends that you're seeing or what, you know, what's kind of the overall environment that we're kind of going through here in Escambia County?
Yeah, I think, you know, locally the companies seem to be fine. We do have in our sort of pipeline, it's amazing to see the foreign investment that's appearing. I think that is a result of the tariff policy of the federal government. And we saw this back in Trump's first term, where the tariffs were used as leverage to drive foreign direct investment back into the United States. And it appears that that's occurring again, where companies may not have been quite ready to pull the trigger. This has pushed them to do so. So we've had multiple Germany-based firms looking. We've had actually, while I was in Paris, it was two of the better clients that we saw were from Turkey. So it's interesting to see that the foreign interest looking to come here. But yeah, you're right. There is still a lot of turmoil. I think domestically there's some money sitting on the sidelines. But I think if we can get some things to settle down, like getting the Big Beautiful Bill passed and some other things that kind of stop some uncertainty for a lot of folks, and hopefully that will allow for some more domestic investment to start showing up as well.
Right. Yeah. And that's exciting to hear that when you go on these trips that you get these meetings with companies from foreign countries that are looking to invest in Northwest Florida and move here and bring those good, high-paying jobs that we want here for our citizens. So just in general, how is our local economy looking? Are the job numbers up? Anything that you want to share on that front?
Yeah, so looking at the, you know, the labor force, looking at unemployment rates, the newest data has not come out for the summer, but as of April, we're at 3.8% unemployment, which is excellent. That has come down from the beginning of the year. We were like 4.1% in January. And April and September are typically bellwether months to, you know, sort of identify where you are. Those months don't have a lot of influence, whether it's people coming back for the summer or teachers going out and trying to find other jobs in the summer and sort of making those numbers affect, or looking in, you know, Christmas time, you'll see people get absorbed for the retail, but then they are let go then after retail season. So April is a good bellwether, and at 3.8% unemployment shows our economy is extremely healthy. We're seeing the labor force continue to grow, which is positive. And I think you can feel that just driving around. There's more cars out right now. So I do feel that the county is definitely in a growth mode. The economy, we've talking with our industries, everybody seems to be very positive.
No, that's great to hear. So we've got about a minute left. Chris, anything else you want to share about Florida West? Anything else you guys have upcoming?
Yeah, we've got what I think is exciting is we're going to start doing a podcast. We're finishing out that studio over at CoLab. So a lot of people don't know that Florida West, we actually, CoLab is one of our initiatives. And it's the incubator in partnership with Pensacola State College. And so over there, we're developing that studio. That studio will be available to rent as well on an hourly basis, but we'll be developing that for us as well. So we'll be doing a 5-minute update as well as long form podcast with some of our investors and other people in the community so that people have a better understanding of kind of what's happening economic development wise.
That's great. And that's, CoLab is where we're located as well, the Greater Pensacola Chamber, 418 West Garden
right.
Street. So we like having the community together working on economic development. Chris Plate with Florida West, thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me. I'll be with the Chamber.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A new Senate record. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There have now been at least 45 votes on proposed amendments to the Republicans' big tax and spending bill, a voter-rama that started 23 and a half hours ago. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Fox and Friends.
I was just in touch with leadership up on the Hill, and I can tell you we are moving toward a vote today.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune does not currently have the votes to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill, although the White House has now sent in Vice President J.D. Vance, and he's here not so much as the tie-breaking vote. Probably more likely he's here to try to negotiate, use his relationships with these senators to try to bring them across the finish line. You have two hard no's, Rand Paul and Tom Tillis. We have heard in the overnight hours that there were some efforts to try to flip Rand Paul by reducing the debt ceiling increase. That was something that he was pretty unhappy about, the debt ceiling being attached to this big, beautiful bill.
With no support from Democrats, no more than three Republicans can vote no for the bill to pass. President Trump will be in Florida today to see a new immigration detention facility in the Everglades.
The detention center is set on the Dade Collier training and